Hey y'all, it's Rue. I just want to thank you guys for making my first month posting on GWA so pleasant and awesome. And I've just had such a nice response from everybody. And I also wanted to celebrate having 100 plus followers, which was really amazing and kind of ridiculous, but awesome. And so I thought I would follow Nightlight 1630's example and do Petal's fifth questionnaire so you guys can get to know me a little bit better. I'll put timestamps and questions so you can skip around if you'd like to. And hopefully this is fun, and if not, feel free to ignore it. The first question is, what is your love language? Absolutely, it's acts of service. I just took this test the other day, and it was very clear that it was acts of service by a wide margin. Number two, how and when did I discover my favorite kink? I think I've always been on the kinky side, and even as a little kid, liked being the one in charge. And liked being, tying up my Barbies and all of that stuff. So anyway, I've always kind of known what my kinks are. Now, claiming them and being okay with them, I think is a different story, but I think they've always been there as far as I can remember. Question three, what do I wear to bed? It is totally lame. I wear a t-shirt and panties. Yeah, usually a big, giant t-shirt and panties. Occasionally some shorts, but usually just a t-shirt and panties. Where am I answering this questionnaire? In my office, so that I don't get interrupted and you don't hear my dogs barking and stuff like that. What is my favorite kind of soup? I'm not a huge soup fan, but I tend to like seafood soups, in particular something called Bogue Sound clam chowder, which is a type of clam chowder that does not have milk and it is not tomato based. It is clam broth based with riced potatoes and chunks of clam. That is probably my favorite soup. So there's a couple of words here that I'm supposed to pronounce. I say caramel, data, root, pecan, ant, envelope, pajamas, and crayon. So there you go. Would I have sex with an identical twin version of myself? No. I think that's weird. Nope, not my jam. Not my jam. So say your partner or potential significant other is well-versed in a certain subject and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would the subject be? You know, I actually don't care so much about what the subject is. I find somebody's passion about a subject to be really exciting, and I find competence really sexy. So I think if somebody is an expert in their field and can talk about it, that it kind of almost doesn't even matter what the field is. I'm super curious. And so I think I like learning from other folks, and when they can talk about things, I find that really sexy. Dating wise, how old is too old for me and too young? How young is too young? Sorry. I think my dating range would be 35 to 55 at this point. Yeah. Has anyone ever told me that I sound like somebody else? A celebrity, a cartoon character, or anyone else? No, actually, they've not. So, yeah, maybe you guys have thoughts. How old do you think your listeners think you are? I have no idea. I would assume 30s or 40s, just because I have a grown-up voice. Am I a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food you like that most other people don't? I'm not a particularly picky eater. I think where I get picky is around textures. I'm not a big fan of things that are gelatinous or slimy, though that I've gotten better over the years. With that, what will I absolutely not eat? I have some food allergies, so I won't eat those things. And in terms of a food that I like that a lot of other people don't, I love black licorice. And I like bitter flavors. I like Brussels sprouts. I was the kid who loved asparagus and Brussels sprouts and broccoli and olives. So I like those kind of bitter and strong flavors. Like I said, I love black licorice. So yeah. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period that I'm fixated on and would like to learn more about? I love kind of history from the kind of end of World War One to the beginning of World War Two, so that kind of late teens to early kind of through the 30s and 40s. I particularly love, I'm interested in labor history, in kind of gender and women's studies. I used to study Soviet history, so I'm really interested in that kind of time period, and yeah, could happily study that for a long time. Can I comfortably go the rest of my life without falling in love? Well, I do have a partner and I do love them quite a bit. I think I would miss it if I didn't ever have that sensation again of falling in love. Whether I act on it, I think, is different, but I do love that sensation. Do I prefer blue skies or gray skies? Blue skies, hands down. Love a blue sky. That, yeah. Gray skies make me sad. What were my favorite shows as a child? As a little child, I was a huge Sesame fan. Can't beat Sesame Street. I actually got to be on Sesame Street when I was in kindergarten, so that was exciting. I loved Wonder Woman. I grew up in a major city, and I thought in the opening sequence of Wonder Woman, when she was pushing the cars apart, that she was making a parking space. So, yep. But yeah, loved Wonder Woman, Muppet Show, Sesame Street. Those were my go-tos when I was really little. And yeah, and then I watched a lot of old stuff, Nick at Night, the Monkees, you know, a lot of those shows. Get Smart, Car 54, a lot of those types of shows on Nick at Night in particular. What is my favorite protein? I love seafood, fish, seafood, really pretty much any kind of fish or seafood. Am I interested in true crime? Not particularly. You know, sometimes I find those stories interesting, but I don't seek it out, and I know a lot of folks love like true crime podcasts and stuff like that, and that's not really what I choose to listen to generally. What are my hard limits sexually? Blood play. I don't particularly. I think degradation, dehumanization is a definite hard limit for me. Yeah, anything that dehumanizes somebody, I think, is race play. Those type of things are hard limits for me. Do I like reality television? Not particularly. No, I don't. I can remember watching The Real World when it first came out, and that was kind of interesting, but I am not somebody who stays up to date with reality TV. What do I think of pegging? I think it's super sexy. I love it. I think it's really cool. So yeah, there's that. How would you describe how adults ask out each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? I think that kids are much more upfront and will just say like, hey, you want to go out? Or do you want to be my girlfriend or my boyfriend or whatever? I think with adults, it's more of a dance. And negotiation and kind of, ooh, like trying to make sure that, you know, they protect themselves and that kind of thing. So yeah, I think kids are way more straightforward. Do I like raw onions in my food? I don't feel strongly either way. I don't like them to be overpowering, but I don't hate them. So can I curl my pinky finger without moving my ring finger? Nope. Not at all. 25. So when sleeping next to a partner, do I prefer full on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? Truthfully, when I'm sleeping, I think I generally prefer not touching at all. I can touch a little bit as I'm going to sleep, but then I generally move away. I like my space. Do I shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? Yes, I do. I am a Costco fan. A sexy scenario that I fantasize about but literally cannot happen in real life. Geez, I don't know. I guess going back in time, yeah, I think, you know, being a college student again, grad student, that kind of thing, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to think about that one a little bit more. What's a fashion trend of my youth that I find absolutely atrocious? I think there's two that come to mind. Hair crimping. It just never looked good on anybody. It always just looks like straw. And I think the paper bag waist pants, really high waist paper bag waist pants, again, not flattering on anybody. So yeah. What is my favorite accent? I like accents. I like Southern accents. I like Irish accents and, you know, kind of anything in the British Isles. I tend to like accents with softer vowels. But yeah, and in terms of quality of voice that draws me in, I like deeper voices. I like huskier voices. I like ones that tend to be lower pitched. So yeah. Do I keep things formal between me and my listeners, or do I flirt back? It kind of depends on how somebody's reached out to me. I can get a little bit flirty. I don't think I go super flirty, but I can definitely flirt a little bit. But again, it kind of depends on how I'm approached. So if somebody's chill and respectful and cool, then yeah, that's fun. If they get super intense or super, I've had, you know, not a lot, but I've already had some messages that are like way sexually aggressive and not really my jam. So I tend to ignore those, but yeah, generally most people have been really awesome. And I really enjoy getting that feedback. And yeah, and it's fun to kind of banter with folks. But yeah. Do I mind receiving pet names from strangers? It really depends. I live in the South. I've lived most of my life. I grew up in the Northeast and then moved to the South when I was 14. And so it kind of depends on who it's coming from. If an older Southern lady is calling me baby or honey or darling, that doesn't bother me at all. If some random guy on the street's doing it, yeah, not so much. So again, context matters. Facial features that I find exceptionally striking. I think, you know, eyes, I think there's all sorts of cool eyes, eye colors. I love some high cheekbones. I like interesting faces, you know, they don't always have to be perfectly symmetrical. I think, yeah. So can I count how many sexual partners I've had on all my fingers and all my fingers and toes? Yes, I can. Yeah. Fingers and toes. Yes. Have I spoken to my favorite poster on GWA already? I have a couple of favorite posters that I've messaged with. I haven't spoken in person with them or anything like that. But yeah, I've been lucky enough to be able to message back and forth, and they've been super supportive. Some of the folks, like, they call them Quiet and Nightlight, and a couple of other folks who have been really, Sandy Stockings too, who've been really supportive as I've started posting. And that's been really cool because I really enjoy their work, and it's been fun to kind of, you know, get their advice and that kind of thing. So yeah. But again, thank you guys so much for making my first month of posting really awesome. I've really enjoyed it. It's been really fun to do this kind of new thing, and hopefully you're all enjoying these audios. I've really do enjoy the feedback, and yeah, so thanks y'all.